101X. Jason and Deb with a $25 half-price books gift card at about half an hour away from your chance to win that.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, Deb O'Keefe, say love me on the phone.
Deb calls a random business. A stranger got to get in and say, I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. D-Bat Jacksonville.
The number
shut
you have dialed
up,
is not
shut
intended.
Up! Takes me a minute. Why
the fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Why are you in such a hurry, phone? All right, you ain't got nothing to do. Let me push the one, and then I'll come back, and I'll get the other ones in a minute. Batting Cage Center in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, I bet you...
D-Bat Jacksonville.
I bet you San Antonio... I bet you Florida man Kyle's been there. He messaged me yesterday, or he commented on my Instagram video. I put a video up of San Antonio guy whacking balls in the backyard. I got lots of answers to your questions. Yes, he accidentally put that sock on. He doesn't always go one novelty sock, one not novelty sock. And there is no grass under those leaves. And yes, I'm vindicated. You realize I have a leaf problem. Yeah, it's severe. That's the side of the house we don't go on very often. That's Poop Alley.
Mm.
So I haven't blown the
news. You've reached D-Bat Jacksonville Baseball and Softball Academy. We are unable to get to the phone right now.
Try it again.
Please leave us.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, go at Deb O'Keefe. You'll see the video I put up. Did you watch it, Jason?
I did see it.
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bats.
Practicing is cheating. Right,
he's no, as in, listen, this is what I learned.
Practicing is cheating.
Florida man Kyle says he's breaking the bats in. New bats can take up to...
Thanks for calling D-Bat Jax. How can I help you?
Hi, sorry, I was talking to my friend when you picked up. I'm going to be in town to visit my friend Kyle, and I was wondering, well, just really, I guess, if you're opening, like, what your COVID precaution things are.
So we're kind of... trying to leave that up to the individuals a little bit. Just trying to get
sounds like Florida.
So kind of, you know, being cognizant of where people are in people's personal space and everything. But
that's
it is
cool.
A training center, so we don't want to require that anybody wear a mask during physical activity. Some people do. Some people are more comfortable doing that, and they're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I wear a mask at my gym, but I have to. It's like a mandate. I live in Texas. In Austin, and they make you wear a mask. But all right, so you don't have to. It's cool, and there's no amount of people numbers. Like, I wait until there's like one in, one out, or anything.
No, trying to be. You know, we're trying to not let it get overpacked, but
don't let it dominate your life.
All right, just kind of seeing how it goes then.
Yeah.
All right, cool, and then. I don't want to have to fly with any bats, but you guys have bats, or would I have to use my friend's bats?
We have, like, loner bats. They're not the best.
I'm not the best.
Like how loner bats are, but we'll have something that you can hit with.
All right. Sweet. All right. Well, everything sounds cool. I look forward to seeing you. I'll be there in a couple weeks.
All right. We'll look forward to it as well.
Cool. What was your name?
I'm Eddie.
All right, Eddie. I look forward to meeting you. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Me too.
Love you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Eddie.
You got butt-slammed.
He sounded really nice, but that was so Florida.
Can I get a loner bat to club away some of the coronavirus?
Can I have COVID on the loner bat?
Hmm.
Seriously, Florida, you got corona all up in you. You're now getting hit by a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Your hospitals are going to be... just make people wear a mask.
Mm. They're working out, Deb. He doesn't want to make people, you know, some
Jason,
people are comfortable with it.
I go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah,
they make me wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Practicing is cheating, San Antonio guys. So that's...
Florida Man Kyle, at Florida Man Kyle on Instagram.
Hey, you know your boy Florida Man Kyle is kind of a gen.
Yeah, he's into a lot of things that you're into.
Oh, yeah.
But he's into a lot of things that I'm into.
He got it in real bad on a master's bet with me.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I'll lose, but we'll see.
He says on my Instagram, San Antonio guy is breaking the bats in. New bats can take up to 100 hits to make it hot, where the hit ratio is the best for distance. I love breaking in bats. San Antonio guy and I need to compare favorite brands. #softball is life. Yeah, Kyle travels all around for softball. pretty good. It would be fun. Kyle, when you move back here?
Back to Austin?
I can't go.
He's got a pretty sweet thing going on in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, he does. They got a hurricane there touching ground right now. Do you say that? Touching ground? Peeing on everyone? Making it windy?
Landfall?
Yeah, that seems correct.
Made landfall.
You all right over there, Kyle?
Eta? Is it Eta? Eta?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stupid name. What kind of name is ETA? I know your ETA. It's now. Idiot. What? Jokes. Hurricane jokes. Yay.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What an X. Jason, Debbie, Morning X. Let's see here.
Just to laugh at other people's misfortunes, Jason.
Earlier in the show, Gabby Deb said, tweet at us with stories of your piercings and or how many stitches you had to have when you had a baby and or what body defects you have.
No, just like your natural deformities. I've got one ear was put on lower than the other one. Also, my face is like 100% crooked. I didn't notice this till I was in my 20s, but one side of my mouth goes down. Well, my mouth is kind of a downward turny, naturally miserable bitch.
Why so serious?
It's just the way I was built, man. Mm-hmm. One side is a bit more swoopy down than the other. And then one of my eyebrows, although it's not the one I can lift, like I can lift just one eyebrow and it's my left one without the right one getting involved.
You almost got some rock thing going on there.
Yeah, if I concentrate, I get better at it. But then when in just normal life, I see myself on my Zooms now because we're all Zooming. I'm Zooming every day with my meditation center. And the right eyebrow just sits higher on its own. I'm like, what? I hate it. That's me, my natural deformity.
Nick, are you Zooming all the time?
What?
Do you Zoom?
No.
I keep hearing that you said that, and then somebody said that to me the other day. Now that we Zoom every day, I was like, man, I haven't Zoomed in months.
Well, you don't have a normal job.
I was so Zooming in the summertime, I guess.
If you have kids.
In the spring, we Zoomed
a little
bit. If you
have meetings.
I hadn't been on it. I still would be the confused guy about, like, how does this work?
I'm pretty sure that you and I, we have not Zoomed without each other.
Yeah, only Zoom because we've Zoomed.
I've been all about that Discord because that's what we play Among Us on. So I've been Discording.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Is that like a Zoom?
It's like a chat thing, yeah.
Yeah. Is it? It seemed.
I don't understand it. Like, that makes me feel old just being on there.
Why are you Discording and not Zooming?
Because Discord is just what the gamers use to do chats with.
Okay.
It's before Zoom.
Among Us, I'm out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
You played. You went, you saw.
Would have been nice if somebody would have told me how to play beforehand, but. No, it's fine.
Is it like,
others, including Bumbleina, enjoy themselves playing this game? What?
Do you feel how I felt when I kept falling down the stairs and getting eaten by rats when we played Dungeons & Dragons? Alex said...
That's exactly what it was.
Alex is like a professional D&D-er, if that exists. He is the king of D&D, if you ask me. Still plays on the reg with his family and probably has... Oh, and didn't he used to have every Wednesday? Because we'd get Cookie Girl leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So he plays weekly, probably still on the reg. Everyone loves Cookie Girl. And he said he had never seen anybody do so dismally in his whole career of D&Ding. Since birth being D&Ding. I fell down so many stairs into so many cellars and fed so many rats.
I can't remember if it was two or three perfect fails where you literally roll a one. Yeah. But like the odds of just doing that back to back are astronomical.
On a dry die.
Easy.
I think that might not be the real name for a 20-sided die, but it was many sides and I would consistently get the wrong one.
Yeah, like that is impressive in its own way.
But I feel like Alex, I don't know, we drank a lot of vodka that day. He told us the objective of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's to have fun. Now, I didn't have any of that.
60% of the 45 minutes that I played amongst us, I didn't know the purpose of the game.
He says character.
I didn't know
with
how
his buckets of ass.
We know to play the game.
We know that's real life.
That was supposed to be my character, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Rick, I'm so glad I did not get that one.
Nick,
I've forgotten what mine was because Brick was the best one. Alex was like an elf or something.
He was the lizard guy.
I
was the elf. See, I got you because I was the elf who would commune with the animals. That was supposed to be you.
Oh, yeah, that is me.
Then you got the dwarf, whose name I forget, but he was a singer, and that was supposed to be Jason. And then I was supposed to be Brick, who uses anger to smash things.
Alex, get at us and tell us what our characters were called. We only remember Brick the Barbarian.
Here's the deal with you, Jason, is that...
Is this an Among Us?
Yeah. You struggled so much just to get the game... to open.
That is true.
You used all your old man powers.
Yeah, like just doing that was a feat. And I was like, you know what? I should explain stuff.
Hey, was that at least entertaining for everybody else with Jason's difficulty?
Just having him try.
I think that's why I was invited, was just to see me fail. And I was trying to think, I was like, would I do this if I was inviting somebody to a new game? And, you know, like,
so there's an edge, right?
Nick is relatively new to the golf world. And, like, when you get him on the course with Kenny, all of a sudden Kenny is, like, playing dad. He's, like, teaching everybody. Somebody
knew that, Kenny.
How to swing.
And
I would never do that. I would never.
Nine, six.
Even know that I would advise you on club selection. But you know what I would tell you? I'd be like, hey, we're going to play golf today. The point is to get the ball into the hole. And nobody told me to put the ball into the Among Us hole.
I shot in the van.
All right.
I think that's the problem. There isn't just one hole.
I brought it up because last night I was doing my regular bedtime rituals.
I don't want to know about that.
There's already Among Us porn.
Oh, yeah.
There's an Among Us cosplay adult video
of the characters that you become in there?
They're just basically little cartoon astronaut guys in like spacesuits.
Are they all guys?
I mean, you don't see them because they're all wearing suits. So there's a pink one. So I don't know.
That's going to be the girl.
Okay, back to piercing stitches deformity tweets. Lady Kyle says, I had both of my nipples pierced simultaneously because I was afraid I would chicken out after one. That's pretty...
I'll tell you what.
Do you have to have two piercers? Can the guy go at the same time?
You need both hands
for
a nipple piercing.
It's one long needle. You just have to line it up.
Oh,
I told you I had mine done, right?
Your nipples?
Just one.
Oh, I did not
know
that.
I was dating this guy in Dallas, and Corey, is that your name, Corey? You're very fit. I saw him 5 years ago. He's very grown up. Anyway, he wanted it for his birthday, so I went. We went down to Deep Ellum, and I was
he wanted you to get your nipple pierced for his birthday?
He wanted his nipple pierced, and so I said, I'll get it for you for your birthday. So I went down there, and I was like, you know what? I'll get one, too.
Yeah.
And guess what? Just like my ears, they did it
nipples.
Crooked.
Greg, can you pierce me?
They did it crooked, and I bled for ages. Days.
That is hot.
Very painful. And then when I got married, I was like, all right, I guess he hated all the piercings. I was like, I'll take one out.
Lady Kyle says, the doctor lost count of my baby stitches.
Oh, Lady Kyle.
And disfigurement, got mauled by a dog as a kid and had over 50 stitches on my face.
What, girl? Bless your heart. That's a lot. You know, you probably win a world record for enough body stitches.
Ruby Two Shoes says, I had to get stitches after I pushed my daughter out. The pain meds wore out as the doctor was stitching me up. I now know what it feels like to sew a piece of fabric.
To be the fabric. They always show that in films, people just stitching their friends up, you know, in the wilderness because there's no medical people around. And they kind of go, ew. But surely that has to hurt like a bitch, right?
I always just have a bullet on me so that way I can put the gunpowder on the wound and you light it and you cauterize it. That's how I do stuff.
Good idea.
Always keep a bullet.
I've always got a leather strap with me to put into my mouth to bite on.
Oh, that's good.
Just in case. Need wilderness stitches.
Fabian says, as for stitches, after three kids, happy to report zero stitches.
Oh, good.
As for my lady, IDK, childbirth is gross. JK, I saw all three of my boys born. IDK, JK.
Hey, Fabian, get back to me. Yeah. I texted you. I need to talk to you about plumbing stuff.
Plumbing stuff.
How can he be tweeting into the show and then not answer my text? I see you. I see you, Fabian.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, what X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. $25 half-price books gift card in just a second. Lone Star Steph tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Deb, just one nipple piercing?
Mm-hmm.
That's the international sign for being a lesbian.
Oh.
Half the girls I dated had one nipple piercing. The other half were straight.
Wow. Are you a turner, Steph? One of my best friends is a turner.
And now the moment that Deb has been waiting for. We played Let's Talk Talkies earlier this morning, and there was a real close one when Nick did Tom Hanks' Castaway. I buzzed in first. Deb
was
very narrowly behind me. Nick called it a tie, and we moved on to the next one. Ball don't lie. I won. Everything was fine. But are we ready for an instant replay?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Castaway, 2000.
Deb.
Yeah, you hear my voice coming there first.
Then. Nope.
Castaway.
2000.
Deb. All I hear is Deb.
That's because you're a shouter, okay?
Yeah, right.
I play under control. Calm.
I keep my emotions
in check.
I literally have to have my microphone turned up higher than yours because of your volume. You shout.
But when I'm playing the game, that's when I'm zoned in, okay?
Oh, yeah? You're all dulcet tones only?
I'm a quiet, quiet, calm, cool, collected whisperer.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I do like about Jason's buzzing in is that you do like this whole full body, like, just shake. I'm like the intensity.
I'm jerking it out fast.
Jerking it out slower.
Yeah. Well, no, that's how...
So violent.
See, you jerk it out slow. That's why you're always second on the draw, okay?
Yeah, right.
That's why you're always coming in behind
me. Castaway 2000.
Yep, Deb. I only hear Deb. The listeners spoke as well, by the way, on Twitter. They agree that it was me.
The one person said that they did not hear me.
The listeners have spoken. Has anyone said it was you? No. Then they have not spoken for you.
I did go in and like super zoom in on it until it was just like ones and zeros.
Uh-huh.
And Jason was, I hear Jason before Deb.
Yes.
By 0.015 seconds, which I'm not, like, I'm
That's,
out.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We're hand timing this thing, so it's a tie.
But I was first.
If that's what you need.
I don't need anything, okay?
Okay.
Nick, that was fine. Superfluous information that you didn't need to share.
Uh-huh.
I need to hear it for myself.
Who was the listener who said that they didn't hear me, Deb?
I don't know.
Okay, because they also requested...
No! No!
What was that for again? I've totally forgotten
that. That was we had to have an instant replay on a Just Chillin' Y'all game. When we both buzzed in at the same time, and Nick gave it to you.
Yeah, you freaked out a little
bit. Because he's a coward. And,
it's not that. Your reaction is way better.
You understand that the tie, me calling it a tie, is the coward thing, because otherwise I would just pick Deb. Like, I'm doing this to...
Both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I won today, and you called it a tie out of the cowardice.
What?
All right?
Oh.
Last time it probably
he doesn't want to deal with you. This is what he doesn't want.
It was a tie.
Because you're a Donald Trump about it. Count the votes. I'm the winner.
I'm the Donald Trump. You were the one who insisted that we go back and hear
you
the instant
the
replay
Trump.
When I
Look,
won.
You won't let it go.
What are you?
You were the one who insisted that we go
you're
back to it.
You're the one freaking out. You'll end up doing a comb over like that soon as well.
There's no way to win. There's no way to win that game. That's why we went to a tie.
That's
we
the
have
best thing to do, Nick.
A $25 Half Price Books gift card for you right now. Is there no way to win? It's actually simple. You
Nick,
dial your phone.
What 512-835-1015. Did you just delete the whole track, right? Delete the whole game. So once we've played it, it's gone from existence and we'll never force you to do an instant replay. And then you just call it how you want to call it, and then no one can ever be like,
I requested no instant replay.
Or you guys could just not, like, care.
512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football? It's coming up next. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb, says, the replay is pointless because you both hear yourself first every single time. No one ever concedes. It's like listening to a couple of Trumps after an election.
It's very Trumpy, isn't it?
Zach, if you're listening to this show for there to be a point, come on, man.
Tell you what.
Come on.
Getting to the bottom of the most important news of the day is at Tierra Newbaum, who is a Fox 7 on the streets reporter.
Okay.
She's on this, broadcasting this week from her kitchen because it's Austin Empty Bowl Project. You can find more details at 101x.com. Great way to help feed the homeless and the hungry and food-deprived communities right here in town. But so she's been making dishes all week, right? And then serving them in these bowls that you can buy, you can auction, you can win, all this stuff that benefit the charities. Today she's making chili. I was thrilled. I love chili. And she's got meat in it. I can ignore that and pretend that it's fake grounds. And she's putting some beans in it, digging it. Obviously tomatoes, digging it. Chili powder, paprika. Yeah, digging it. She puts cinnamon and nutmeg.
No! No!
In the goddamn chili. Look, I'm not from this country. I'm not even from this continent. What do I know about chili? I know more than Tierra. Tierra, you don't put cinnamon and nutmeg in chili. Okay, she's probably not her recipe. It's probably from the because I think you can buy this cookbook from the Austin Empty Bowl Project.
Right,
it's sold out right now, apparently. You can register to get the new ones coming in. Anyway, and then Eric tweeted back at me saying brown sugar and chili is the way to go. And I said, always got to put brown sugar in there. That is guaranteed. Cinnamon, nutmeg. Mm-hmm. What are we doing, the Frappuccino here?
I didn't really take note of Is it Tierra's chili? Tierra's chili?
God damn it, Jason.
They're all Judy Maggio to him.
Are we taking chili notes from someone who doesn't put meat in their chili?
What did I just say? I understand. I'm not from here. I have no claim on the chili, all right?
And then you proclaim to explain the chili thing.
I'll even take it with zero meat, not just fake meat. I'll do it all beans. And Nick just said beans is not the way to go with chili. Yeah. Is that a Texas thing?
I like my chili, no beans.
Get at us. At Jason and Deb, beans or no beans in chili. But also...
Oh, this is going to come back bad.
It's fine. I don't care either way. I like beans. I'm going to eat it with beans every time when I make it. But cinnamon and nutmeg. More importantly, how are you guys not outraged about cinnamon and nutmeg? You're more outraged about beans.
Yeah.
Cinnamon and nutmeg is for your allspice, all right? That goes in your pumpkin latte. Your pumpkin spice.
I was just about to say pumpkin spice chili. Let's do it.
Oh my God, Nick. I almost said FU.
Oh, we got to stop.
All right. Contestant is
really close, Nick.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Hi, Linda.
Linda, you don't put nutmeg and cinnamon in chili, do you?
No.
Thank you.
No beans either.
All right. You're no beans girl. Good to know. We'll agree to disagree.
Linda, we're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. You just tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get two out of three, and you're going to win a $25 half-price books gift card. All right, Linda?
Great.
Football player commercials trivia.
Oh, I don't have commercials in my life.
What are you talking about? You do commercials.
I don't have commercials from other people. I only have mine and yours.
All right.
And Scott Elder. towel.
Before he was hooking people up with the Rogers rate, Aaron Rodgers performed what dance move in his State Farm commercials? Is it A, the switch and save, B, the discount double check, C, the name your price, or D, the safe driver shuffle? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Linda?
No.
Very good, Nick. Very good. This is a confusing one because I think I remember maybe you played me this. I think you played me this
Probably.
Ad for another
Probably.
Reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we were doing. But I seem to remember there to be some hand gestures or. Maybe I'm just doing that thing that Jason does when he's talking about that one girl.
You do that thing when I talk about that girl.
Yeah,
I've
Nick
never
do that
done
thing.
That thing.
You've done that thing.
He does other hand movements when he talks about that girl.
I did other things.
He used to, Nick. He used to. Not anymore.
You're welcome.
Those are the glory days.
You're welcome. Hey, you guys, you're welcome. You trace it back to source zero over here. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you off air why.
I'm confused what we're even talking
about. I was dating a guy.
All right.
Whose best friend used to date her.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the connection. That's how she's in the circle. So you're welcome. All right.
It didn't work out for me. I'm mad at you.
Is this going somewhere?
All right. What's B?
B was the discount double check.
That's the one.
That is correct.
Did I blow your mind with that, Nick?
I was just going to tell you to say Val Kilmer.
Oh. I don't. I totally Val Kilmered myself earlier.
Now, I think Aaron Rodgers was already doing the dance move, his touchdown dance, and then State Farm was the one who reappropriated it, the discount double check move.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Linda, we did not
get that
one. I
don't like it when you just agree with him like that and you're not quite sure what he's talking about.
It doesn't. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I would love it if you cared.
Nick's very sad today. I don't like it.
I honestly don't know. I know it from the discount double check thing, and then he did it once in the game, and it was like, oh, he's doing the thing from the commercial. So I don't know.
See, if this is a chicken egg thing, he did it in games first, and then they started putting it in the commercial.
So what is it?
We're talking
is the game the chicken or the egg?
Does the discount double check, so that's...
Linda, we need the next two if you're going to win the tickets. Which of the following is not an actual Baker Mayfield commercial about living in the Brown Stadium? Is it A, he drops his keys trying to unlock the gates while carrying groceries? B, he wanders the stadium trying to find a chirping smoke alarm? C, he struggles to cook a romantic dinner using concession stand hot dog rollers? Or D, he invites over his book club and kicks out Amy? Three of those things are real Baker Mayfield commercials. One is made up. Do you think Deb knows which one is made up? Linda?
No.
No, I love the question mark on the end there. Linda, no beans in your chili, eh? Get at us, Jason and Deb. Beans or no beans in chili? but also no nutmeg and cinnamon, right?
Nemesis Kayla said that she is a beans person, can do cool. without the meat but beans. Now I understand why you're a nemesis.
I love you, Kayla. It's excellent. There's just so much more. I just like beans. I'm a beans girl.
I mean, I put...
Style Kayla 09, the best of all Kaylas, if you ask me, says, my husband's family gets defensive if someone puts beans in chili. That is chili and beans, not chili. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. Mm. Is it a Texas thing?
Yes.
No beans in your chili.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Is chili from Mexico or is it a Tex-Mex thing? Mm.
At the Beckonator says, beans and chili is not chili. That's soup.
it's like you're bringing some sort of New York City hot sauce to my thing when you put beans in the chili.
Get this, what I do sometimes. I've heard this isn't off. No, all the time. Mushrooms. Get this, right? This is going to be the most offensive thing I've said about chili today.
Okay.
Except when I said Tierra Newbomb puts cinnamon and nutmeg in chili, because that was the most offensive. Sometimes I put sweet corn in it.
That's good. That's a life hack.
Oh, wait, I like that's okay?
That. I put corn.
It's specific to the beans.
Corn and mushrooms
just the
on
beans
everything.
Is
beans is what,
awesome.
Is what the issue is, yeah.
Really?
Okay. I just don't like beans.
I was
about
to say, you guys don't like
Texan
beans,
or
right?
Texan, it's like.
I got to know, is it just because you don't like beans or is it a Texas thing?
Here, I made too much of this deal, but I will put black beans in chili all the time.
You little jerk.
That's black beans. Pinto beans, get out of here.
No. But how about kidney beans? That's the beans of chili.
Any other kind of bean, get out.
But you can put black beans in there.
Maybe green beans.
No, okay. Okay, I'm the crazy one.
You gotta stop f***ing around here, okay?
All right, he's winding you up now, kids.
Green beans might be my favorite of beans, and I hate beans. I hate green beans. I don't like them, but
what?
I don't like any of the
beans. I had green beans for dinner last night.
Yeah, that's fine.
How do you feel about green eggs?
Which one is not a... throw those out.
I don't know about this book club one, but that's in D. Nick wouldn't put that there. Nick, you get me with the D. You get me with the D's all the time, Nick.
Wow. Jokes.
I think it's the smoke detector one.
It's a gas leak at your home. The smoke detector one?
Jason, sometimes you bring your work life home, and sometimes you bring your home life to work. No?
It's the romantic dinner hot dog roller one. Although that's a good idea. You should submit that to them. That would be fun. No, he did a real book club, and he kicked out Amy.
Poor Amy.
Yeah, he couldn't find the smoke alarm.
She wouldn't.
No. All the stuff.
That's you know what? He just did producer Katie.
What's that?
Kicked her out of the Fantasy Football League because she wasn't reading the book.
All right, we need this last one, Linda. Here we go. Once upon a time, Jerry Jones rapped in a commercial about whose pizza. Is it A, Pizza Hut, B, Papa John's, C, Domino's, or D, Pizza Patron? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Linda?
No.
No.
Oh, Linda, I got this one because Linda. Jason makes me listen to this piece of trash audio way more than anyone ever needs to hear it. It's Papa John's.
Yeah.
Long time.
When I'm at Cowboys Stadium, I'm sitting at home.
Of the Cowboys Stadium. Jerry Jones. Are they still the sponsor now that everyone canceled Papa John?
They were the official pizza of, like, the NFL. But I bet you Jerry, so, like, Jerry kind of famously, he doesn't do the NFL's marketing deals. He's like, I'm going to do all my own
He's
thing.
A rogue.
Bud Light was the official beer of 31 NFL teams, and Jerry was like, I'm going to go with the other one. Dick move, Jerry.
Mistake. So, yeah, big mistake.
I bet he still makes nice with Papa, despite his ways, Papa. Linda, what happened here? Hold on. We have a prize for you.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Julio from SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, damn, Deb is really bouncing off the walls. Please share this energy secret with us.
It's a gas leak. Literally, we've said this for years when I'm Gabby that there's a gas leak, but I had a gas leak at home this week.
Yeah.
Drugs? What up, Trevin?
The drugs.
Yeah. Hey, Trev, let me ask you a quick question. Even though you're English, you're a Texan, right?
Sure.
Right?
He just looked at me like, is this a trap?
No. Your mum's English. Your mum's English and your dad's from Texas, right?
No, dad is from Portugal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What a wreck.
The man.
All right.
You got 20 seconds to wrap this up.
But you're from Texas, right? We'll call you Texan. Do you put cinnamon or nutmeg in your goddamn chili when you make it?
No.
That's a disgrace.
Negative.
Right. Yeah. Beans? No.
I put two-alarm chili kit in my chili.
Yeah, I like the kit. They tell me what to put. Beans, though. Beans, yes or no?
That was good. No beans. Oh, yeah. Like kidney.
Kidney beans?
Kidney beans.
Yeah. We got to go. Trevin, tell them the thing.
Oh, thanks for listening. She's Deb. I'm Jason. See ya.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.